Well, joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today is Lieutenant Governor Micah Beckwith, who also serves as Secretary of the Indiana State Department of Agriculture, or ISDA for short. You've spoken of the high property tax burden that Indiana farmers have been facing over the past few years. In addition to Senate Bill 1, I know that State Representative Kendall Culp has introduced a bill, House Bill 1192, that would change the calculation that county assessors use to determine the value of farmland property with a goal of lowering that tax burden on Indiana farmers. Lieutenant Governor Beckwith, what are your thoughts on Culp's proposal that would seek to provide relief for Indiana farmland owners?
I like what Representative Culp has brought in his bill. I think it is absolutely overdue that we help farmers. The Farm Bureau put out a report that in the last year, farmers have seen property taxes increase 26.2% just year over year. And that's insane. You can't continue to have a profitable business or farm with seeing high taxes like that. I get the fact that you can't just stop property taxes right away because the small communities rely on those property taxes. And so we're not trying to pull the rug out from under anyone, but we will destroy small farms, family owned farms, if we don't get this property tax under control quickly. And that's what I think Kendall Culp was trying to do. That's what I know Mike Braun is focused on. I've certainly been a very loud proponent of fixing the property tax issue for farmers. And ultimately, you know, if we can trim government, I think this goes back to the earlier conversation. If we can trim government from a state perspective, you don't need as much of a taxpayer funds to prop up this bloated government. Maybe then we can transfer those savings to farmers by cutting back on things like property taxes. So I think this is the entire conversation. This is a 30,000 foot conversation, but it all starts with getting the tax burden off of the taxpayer as much as we possibly can. But if we're going to do that, we got to be effective and efficient with what we are called the steward here in government.
And finally, Lieutenant Governor Beckwith, what message do you have for Hoosier farmers and those who work in many of Indiana's ag businesses as you and Governor Braun begin this new chapter of leadership for the state?
Well, I think many of you probably know that Governor Braun, myself, we're very competitive, right? Like we don't like to lose on anything we do. And so I don't like the fact that we are 7th, 6th-ish in the nation when it comes to agriculture. I would love to see Indiana be the top state when it comes to agriculture in the entire nation. And so what I want your listeners to know is my goal, now Lord willing we get there, we're going to work hard to be the top ag state in the country. I think people, they might laugh at that, but you know what? Let's shoot for the stars and see what happens. And so we're gonna work hard. And agriculture is the backbone of our entire economic engine in the state of Indiana. The governor knows it. I know it. And if we're not going to do anything to destroy or hurt or cripple that industry, we are going to make sure it is healthy. It's strong. It's one of the best in the country, so that every other economic industry is going to be able to be prosperous as well. So that's my goal. That's the governor's goal. And we're so excited to get in there and serve Indiana farmers.